Blog Talk Radio. beat.
Body can they do me kuluke kuluke ke. You run your matter inside the keke na pepe. Every day with you I just sempe sempe. I mean like I drink it's a pele water. Body can they do me kuluke kuluke ke. You run your matter inside the keke na pepe.
Yeah, oh yeah baby blow 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 down your trumpet blow 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 down your trumpet blow blow shampoo your trumpet blow blow. Oh yeah baby Joe 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 for daddy yo yo. Jojo like mommy, yo, yo, Jo fun alaji, yo, yo, yeah. Baby, make I young you different story. See the feeling you give me, my girl, it ain't that body, yo. I beg you, do me small, small. I beg you, do me no be rush. Fly girl, baby, blow, blow, blow. Oh yeah, baby, blow, 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 blow for daddy, yo. Yo, but blow like mommy, yo, yo. Blow my cassava, yo, wow, wow. Oh yeah, baby, blow, blow. Blow, blow like mommy, yo, yo. Blow, blow, oh daddy, yo, yo. Oh, my baby, blow, blow, blow. Oh yeah, baby, sempe, sempe. Blow me like you drink is a pele water. Body gonna do me, je, 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 je. Run the matter inside the keke na pepe. Oh yeah, baby, sempe, sempe. Blow me like you drink is a pele water. Body gonna do me, je, 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 je. Run the matter inside the keke na pepe. Yeah. Oh yeah, baby, blow, blow. Blow down your trumpet, blow, blow. Blow down your trumpet, blow, blow. Shampoo your trumpet, blow, blow. Oh yeah, baby, jo, 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 jo for daddy, yo, yo. Jo, jo like mommy, yo, yo. Jo for alaji, yo, yo.
You have captured my heart, oh baby, oh. Hey. Anytime I move, you they hold me down, baby, oh. Yeah. But I'm up to shoot my shot, oh baby, oh. Yeah. My country go away, pray making over diva, oh baby,
oh. Oh yeah, baby, sempe, sempe. Blow me like you drink is a pele water. Body gonna do me, je, 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 je. Run the matter inside the keke na pepe.
My sign. are you?
Good evening, everybody. I am back. This is Miss VIP, and you are in the love zone. And with me tonight is my sexy diva, La Perla Negra. Hey, diva, how are you?
Hey, diva. Welcome back, birthday girl. That's right, everybody.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to my diva when your mic is open. Because she is celebrating today. That's right. Another year better. Go deeper.
Happy
birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you. It's been a great day. But, you know, tonight, even though tonight's topic is a little touchy, I want y'all to bring it positive tonight. I mean, let's keep it on a high note, no low notes, even though this subject is a little touchy side. And the subject tonight is why go back to what broke you. Yeah, diva. And now, you know what? It's heavy. It's a little heavy. And before I go 1 second further, I would just like to thank the CEO, my Baladeer, for this platform, because without him, there is no Love Zone or any other show.
That's right.
So,
I know that's right.
Thank you. And a shout out to my my former twin, Van
Boy, he's going to get you.
I love him, though. I love him, okay?
We know.
I had to disown him. I'm so sorry I had to disown him. My last appointment at Legal Field is tomorrow. After all the birthdays, we got to let it go.
Oh, man.
But anyway. Getting to tonight's topic, you know what? I mean, everybody makes mistakes. You understand what I'm saying? And see, for me, I went back to someone who really did not love me. And, you know, you think that, you know, they're feeding you little tidbits of their life. You think you're getting a little closer, and then the sex is amazing. And at the very big risk of sounding like Mojave's show last night, woo, the sex was toxic. But once I realized what it was, you know, and I was that kind. I mean, hey, the sex was banging. I mean, off the chain, I would jive to go get it. Okay, that's just how good it was. But I went back twice. And then that, you know, baby, please come back, baby. And all of a sudden, clarity hits. And it's like, no, I'm not doing that. Because you hurt me. You disappointed me. And that should not be. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They always say love is not supposed to hurt, you know? So, and once I got off that ride, I mean, it hurt for a minute. But I got better. I mean, every day that I woke up, I was a little stronger day by day. You know, and they, you know, evidently they believe in clean breaks. That's fine with me. I had no problems with that. And I'm a better woman for it, because it made me realize that sex is not everything. It really, really isn't. And I don't think it was my self-esteem. It was probably, I mean, being honest, it was probably just a nasty in me. You know what I'm saying? And that's probably what made it so toxic with him, about him. He was a narcissist and a gaslighter. And I got off that ride. And the second I realized what it was, I got off the ride. So, Diva, what about you?
Me, it was the sex. He was toxic. It wasn't the sex that was toxic. It was just, you know, he had everything that I wanted in a man, but he was like hot and cold, like a light switch, like bipolar. I couldn't hang with it.
Oh,
his
wow.
Sex was amazing.
Right.
He was intelligent, cute.
Right.
He was very manipulative when it came down to me, because it took me a long time to wake up and stop being so naive to a lot of things in the world. And with him, the loving anyway. That loving, Lord have mercy. That's basically what it was. And he would say things to me that he knew would stimulate me and make me jump and be like, forgive,
absolutely,
forgive, forgive.
Absolutely.
And I kept finding myself positioned until one night we had just got finished a session, and he said something about, he started talking about another female. And I'm like, where is this shit coming from? Why are you talking about, why is another woman even on your mind after what we just did, what I just did to you? You know what I mean? And
exactly.
Okay. I gave him a look like, what is going on? And he was basically getting around to telling me about, you know, he ran back into an old friend, and they started talking. And this is the dumb shit that I got. I'm in love with you, but I love her like a friend, and this and this and that. Once he started using the word love and referring to another female, I was done. I will not compete.
Mm-hmm.
I will not. I'm not going to chase you, and I'm not going to compete.
Right.
If I'm not your choice,
right,
and you want an option, then you go ahead on over there with your option. You are free to choose, okay? But me, I'm out. I'm done. I put my shit on.
Right.
I was wiping my tears, leaving out the door, and he was trying to talk to me. I was like, it's not going to work. It's not. I can't do it. My heart, I can't. I cannot do this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you have a desire for someone else to be in your life, I love you enough to let you go. I'll give you space.
Exactly.
And I'm going. You're lost, baby.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you know me. You know who I am. You know what I can do. You know what I bring to the table. You know me.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's what you want, I'm not going to hold you back. Who am I to hold you back? And that's it. That shit hurt.
Exactly right.
It was so old.
Oh,
man,
absolutely. I'm sure it did.
I'm like, okay, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm good. And I just went on. I went on about my business. I got over it. I went in the corner for a minute and licked my wound.
Mm-hmm.
I came out strong again. And I've been in toxic relationships all my life since I was a child. So, I've just gotten stronger with each one. Yeah. So it was me, and him. It was sex. It was sex. I'm just I stay hot. I can't help myself. But you know what? I have gotten really, really good, because I've gotten my libido in check. I mean, it gets to me every so often, and I'll be like, I got to talk to my girlfriend, like, stop. Ain't nobody here.
Mm-hmm.
No, you ain't getting none.
Right.
I ain't going out there giving you none either. But just cut it out. You got to have them pep talks with your girlfriend from time to time, because she get out of control.
Okay.
You know, she got a mind of her own. She be like, follow it. No.
Right.
Now it's going to be
good.
Oh,
my God.
No. But, yeah, it was.
I want to do men talk like that. Like, no, just don't even try it.
Talk to their
little buddy. No, I'm not doing it. Yeah, like, I'm not doing it. I would love to know. I don't think they talk to them as much as we do. I know, right? Oh, my God. You know, people just say, look, go ahead and go get it. I'm thinking, well, dang.
I am. I can't help it.
Oh,
my eyes go. Just for a hot second, not too long, because then I want to look at his eyes. I want to keep there.
I want to see the truth there, because, you know, all kinds of stuff from looking at the bottom, but you look in the eyes, you just see what's going on.
I'm going to say, as you grow, as you get older, you can discern easier to me. After being in the crazy for so long, or being on the roller coaster ride of all ups and downs, and happy and then sad and disappointments and expectations, you know, after a while you're like, no. You can take one look on about after 5 minutes of conversation, I'm like, no. Nah. Yeah.
You
know what? I thought about it. Like, if I ever saw him ever again, I would just say hey and keep it moving. I could not. Even though I might want to, like, my body will probably give me away. Or try to, but I wouldn't do it again. What is it? Bite me once, shame on you. Bite me twice, shame on me, or something like that. Something like that.
Fool me once, shame on you.
Yeah,
fool me twice, shame on me.
Yeah. So
you know what? Go ahead.
Look, I did.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean that's exactly it. I don't ever think I could ever be crazy foolish another time. Mm-hmm. Not happening.
Well, you know what? I have run into him from time to time, and pretty much nothing has changed except for he's married, and he wants to sit and reminisce, and I'm not feeling it.
No, man.
And then he goes to the, well, you know, I'd like to talk to you further, and first thing come out of my mouth is, give your marriage a chance, okay? Give it a chance. You're going to be all right. And I walk away. I walk away because I'm not going to do that. I refuse. Mm-mm. You won't have that woman hunting me down, trying to chop my head off. I turn the corner. She got a hatchet waiting for me. I don't think so. Plus, you know, I don't want anybody, you know, I've been through that cheated on stage several times.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's no fun. It is no fun. It will shatter you. It will make you bitter, angry, you know, just, and I would not want to do that to another married person. I just couldn't do it. Nope.
Right.
He ain't
exactly.
Shit.
I mean, but, you know, we have scruples. I mean, like I said, you get older, you grow up, you know, stop playing them stupid games, you know, and that's what that is. And that's why, you know, sometimes I truly believe, and not even get biblically, but to look back, you ain't fit for the kingdom. Don't look back. Just keep going. And that's what you have to do. If you look back, you're gonna go right back to the same crap that you've been in, the same crap that broke you one more time. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, mm-mm.
Yep.
Don't go back to what broke you.
Yeah, I learned my lesson.
And if you're that forgiving, you're good. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh boy, yes. So you know what? I think I'm ready to open these mics. I think I'm ready.
I want to hear your piece.
Oh. Oh man. I was getting away with something, right?
Look, yeah. You know, I ain't going to let you get away with it. I want to hear it.
Yeah. All right. You know, this is an old piece, but I just tweaked it for this show because it really did fit. It just fit. So here it goes. All right.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Forgiving myself is no easy feat, but who am I to think I am better than anyone when I don't forgive others, which is the easiest of the two? What I find most strange is how easier it was to forgive you. I found it difficult to forgive me for the one you chose over me, all because you felt you needed more than one pussy. Okay, it was the sex for me. pissed it took me over 2 years to see. I'm trying to forgive myself for coming back twice, for believing you were different, forcing myself to believe you loved me, yet you never did. You asked me for another chance. I refused and was benched for life. But you knew the woman I was, still am. I believed I loved you. I know I cared. The pain was so deep, there were nights I couldn't sleep. But as time goes by, never again will I fall for your lie. The woman you knew no longer exists. I'm learning the hard way. It takes more than sex, great conversation, personality to nurture a relationship. It takes work, self-love, and discovery. I did wrong in my life. I'm not perfect. But one thing I refuse is to block my blessing any longer. So from this day forward, I will love me and be stronger. And that's that piece.
I know that. You know what? I know that's right. I have to work on my profanity. I know that's right. Self-love, honey. Within loving yourself, you have self-discovery as well. And you said something earlier about love is not supposed to hurt. Love doesn't hurt. Love never hurts. Love's perfect. It's that selfishness and that greed and that thoughtlessness from the person that you are giving your love to that hurts you. It's not love. It's never love, baby. Trust me. But that piece was dynamic. I love that. And, yes, I agree 100%. Yeah, honey, start loving yourself. That's where it comes from. And you start loving yourself and everything else falls into place. And it takes, some of us it takes more time than others, but you'll get there. If you really, truly want to make that change, trust me, and I know. I'm still on that discovery.
That's why it took me 2 years.
I'm getting better and better. Yeah.
Right.
Well, however long.
That's why
long
it took me so long.
Yeah.
Yes, it
took
me a long
time
because, you know what, have you ever have it so that your mind is different from what your body is? It's like your body is like, yeah, I still want. And then your mind is like, no, because you're going to feel like crap every time you go back. And that's exactly
every
what happened
day.
To me. Every single
day.
Time.
My mind, my body, and my heart do battle every single day. I talk to beloved above so much, it's ridiculous because I'm at a crossroads with everything going on with me all the time,
right?
You know, and I try to get in sync, but I'm still learning how to, you know, pick the best route. So, yeah,
right.
Every day. Every single day.
Absolutely.
And it's just
well,
a little
Diva,
less
it is your
testing.
Turn.
My turn?
Yes, it's
All
your
right.
turn to
well.
Blaze the mic, my Diva. So I am ready.
Well, this is
and
something
is
I literally, thank you. This is something I literally just jotted down like right before the show, literally.
Wow.
And it is untitled, but it's from a memory.
Okay.
I've tried to no avail my best to stay away, to escape his energy, but I'm stuck. I have no idea what it is he's done to me for me to keep going back. I knew in my heart we were done. Of course, he's great to look at. I've always been a sucker for a pretty face. Yes, he's intelligent. I love the way he stimulates my brain. Those lips. When we talk, it's like he reads my mind. His words are my thoughts because I feel the same way. And every time I try to hate him, he calls me to tell me he misses the way I taste. That's that piece. And manipulation, girl. Motherfucker.
Yes. It's the biggest thing, what do you miss?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, he was famous for saying that.
I am so ready.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Gone, girl.
What do you mean?
You're the captain of the ship
exactly.
tonight.
Girl, look. So I'm ready for my I think I'm ready for Poetic to hit the scene tonight. But it might be Van Melly. It might be.
Lord.
He knows I love him. That's you know, here's my twin first. Just had to, you know. All right, let's bring it on.
All right.
Hello, Van. How are you?
Hey, Miss VIP. La Pearl the Negator. Hey. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Van. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Right. You heard you got this song before she even spoke a word to you.
I heard, but it's okay. It's okay.
She usually let you in first.
I'm not.
Nope.
That's all right. Happy birthday, Miss VIP.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. I appreciate you. So what do you think about tonight's topic?
Oh man, y'all had me in my feelings as I was writing my piece. I've never gone back to a person that broke me. And I've only been broken 3 times. And those were by the women who I spent the longest time in the relationship with. My son's mother, my first ex-wife, and my second ex-wife. But I've never gone back to either one of them. No other woman has had the opportunity to be close enough to break me because I refuse to allow it.
Heard that.
So, yeah, there was no going back. I don't care what sex is. You know, sex is sex. So I ain't going back just to that when there are plenty of women out here who are ready, willing, and able and probably can perform better. So I'm good.
Right on.
Yeah, y'all definitely had me in my feelings. Y'all pieces were amazing. But y'all had me in my feelings.
Oh, that's temporary. You be all right.
Yeah.
For real, hate for me to say that.
Yeah, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. It'll be all right, Bo. It'll be all right.
You sitting there all broke the hell up.
Yeah, you be
all right,
bro. You be all right. What do you say? You be all right, bro. You be all right. Just let blow your neck and you will be just fine.
You know what? When you're used to saying something so much, it's like force of habit. I can't help it.
Right.
It's like, stop saying that. Can't help it.
No, right.
Yeah, it's true, though. You be all right. You could be all right. You'll be just fine.
Just let it go. Let it all go.
That's right. Let it go.
Let
it go.
Oh, my
goodness. I can respect that,
though. I'm eager to hear your piece, sir.
I wish I'd have had that mindset years ago.
Well, y'all did this. Just know y'all did this, okay?
Lord. Mike is yours.
All right. The title of this piece is called Broke Me. I never go backwards. As by design, what's in the past is in the past, so I go forward. Besides, what make you think I'd ever come back? You tried to destroy me. Matter of fact, like Ivan Drago, you tried to break me. Long live the laughter that my soul thrived on, see. The pain you served me on a platter caused my world to be like a disaster. Tearing me down publicly, slandering my name viciously. Hell no, I could never go back to what broke me. Never in this lifetime, even if you begged me. I don't even want to hear your voice. I've been left with no choice but to walk away from the one woman I love deeply, walk away from my family, because you tried to take away my freedom. My life was in a state of pandemonium. Lost was my emotional state, creating an inner savage who was irate. The genuine love or good sex was off the table when our lifelong commitment became complex, or as Facebook status says, it's complicated these days. I know I deserve better, for one whose pussy gets wetter, just from the thought of this good man. And, yeah, I don't want to be alone, but you've messed up my love zone, because you thought I would just run back to you and me like hell I would when you definitely broke me. And that's that piece.
Ooh, woo.
Damn.
Yo.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yo.
But you know, you want to know something though, Van? Had I known you all them years ago, your twin would have went to bat for you with a big old stick and bopped somebody up the head. See?
I hear
that.
I know that's right.
That's exactly right.
It's just certain things that you just, you know, y'all remember that piece I wrote calling I would no longer accept. You can't just accept anything.
Yes, you cannot.
That's
right.
You cannot.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Y'all did this. Y'all did this.
Oh, trust me, we ain't going back neither.
I know that's right.
Oh, no. That was a lesson learned. That was a hard lesson learned.
Yeah, it was hard, but guess what? Mm-mm. It's not going to happen again. I promise you that.
It's not worth your sanity. And you know what? They're exes for a reason. They are exes for a reason.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was deep. That was a good piece, though. But
Thank you so much.
It was an excellent piece. Yes. Well, you are the first in the Love Lounge, and now that I'm back, I got a birthday gift. I got a new shade, so it's almost like a love sack. When you sit in it, it's gonna hug you and,
body conformity. I love that.
Yes, that was my present.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll work.
I can't get you a Casper bed because you won't get out of it. So I can't get you a bed, not like I did before. You wouldn't get out.
Well, that
I had
was
to get a shade.
We let that go. We were sick. So we understood that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ain't no problem. What kind of damage he going? Nah, he might do some damage in that. No bed back here. Lord.
Right. So, all right, Honey Bunch, thank you so much. And
thank you.
Stick around for the rest of the show. Mm-hmm.
You know I will. Oh, I will.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. Diva, that piece was fire.
Man.
Mm-mm-mm. Yes.
Look.
Well.
Oh, how about?
Let's bring on. I know, right? Let's open up this mic. I know, stop. Area code 484. You are in the Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Perla Negra. Who do we have on the mic? Hello?
This is Blaze.
Hey, Blaze.
Hey. How are you?
Hey.
I started to say to the birthday girl, but no, I'm okay. How you feeling, darling?
I am talking to the birthday girl. And
yes. But how are you feeling, dear?
I'm feeling okay. It's just like my voice is not matching what I feel like.
Yeah. Hey, look, that happened. That very much happened. Just don't overexert yourself.
No, I won't. Definitely won't.
All right. So what do you think about tonight's topic?
Tonight's topic is, I love challenging topics. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Okay. There's something going on with this. Oh, I'm all for this topic. Mm-hmm. I heard my brother Van Meadows just on. I love this piece. As a matter of fact, I loved all three of your pieces.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
I haven't come prepared with a piece for this topic.
Okay.
I mean, would you ever go back, or have you gone back?
Yes, I have. I have.
Okay.
It was me in this relationship. I didn't cheat, but circumstances were to believe that I cheated. And I so happened to be working with a female at one point on one of my jobs that we had gotten real close. And this was who I met, this female that I'm involved with. That I was involved with at that time. So, me and the other female are working together. She's married. And was divulging information to me about her relationship, who she was in a relationship with. And my ego started getting the best of me. Because I'm like, damn, she's telling me all this stuff about her man, what he ain't doing with it or whatever. And so I'm thinking to myself, I need to take advantage of this. But it took advantage of me. While I was trying to figure out how I could take advantage of this situation, the female ended up not being able to, what is the thing that you take when you can't breathe that well and you got to take shots of it in order to get your breathing back up?
Oh,
an inhaler?
An inhaler.
Inhaler or nebulizer. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. So she pulled me to the side one night and she was like, while we were at work, Ryan, is it possible you can check my breathing? So I was like, sure. Like, what do you need me to do? Here, let's go in the office. So I said, okay. So I go in the office, and I'm sitting down trying to, you know, wait for her to explain to me what's going on. Before I know it, she's taking... She's unbuttoned her shirt and showed me her breast, which blew me the fuck away. Because I'm like, oh, my God. I don't know. At this point, I don't know what to do. Because I'm saying to myself the whole time, here I am trying to set her up, and now I'm set up. And so I go to ask her what she needed me to do. And so she was like, don't say anything. Just give me your hand. And before I knew it, my hand is in her hand, touching the fleshly part of her breast. And I swear I almost fell on my seat. And so I had, in a sense, started falling in love with this girl automatically. And so the relationship work relationship that we had was kind of fun every day after that, because she's now at a certain point allowed me to touch her. Now, this is before I'm involved with this other female, but I was also wrong because she was married.
Right.
But she was allowing me access to touch her anytime I felt like wherever. And I was getting away with it for a while. And then one night she pulled me aside and asked me to come to a certain part of the building while we were both on watch to have sex with her.
Oh, Lord.
And I didn't know that there was an area of the building where you could actually get away with this act, because I thought cameras was everywhere. Plus, we couldn't be going from the front desk for too long. Make a long story short, we ended up working together for quite a few years. And a certain thing happened before me and other girls started talking. But before her and I started talking, me and the other girl got real close. And so I was helping her. I would help her sell Girl Scout cookies. And we were still, at that point in time, planning on getting back together to do this again.
So that's the going back part?
No.
Mm-hmm.
That part is...
That's what it sounds like, though.
That was that going. Now, here's the other going back part. Now, me and the other girl get together. And me and the last girl, you know, in order for things to kind of like seem to go right with us, she said, you know what, we may not be able to do this again. So what I'm going to do is give you a picture of me, and you can use it on your profile picture on your phone, which was almost a picture of her on my phone. Now, years later, me and this new girl start talking, and she's already been in relationships where people cheated on her and everything else. So this one night she asked me, Ryan, my phone is messed up. Is it possible I can use your phone for whatever? So I'm like, sure. I gave her my phone, not thinking. And I forgot that the other girl's picture for her profile picture is in my phone. And she had just texted me that afternoon to ask me would I help her sell Girl Scout cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And my response was, yeah. I mean, we hadn't done anything since that first time. And so when my girl looked at the phone number, she immediately this hard sigh. And I'm like, fuck, is that coming from? Well, I didn't know till 3 days later. She said, Ryan, who is this female in your phone that pretty much had no clothes on? When I went to use your phone the other night, I saw her picture as I grabbed your phone. Who is that? And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. She's like, Ryan, please don't act dumb. Who the hell is that female that was damn near butt-ass naked in your picture, in your phone? So I kept playing around in my mind. I'm like, I don't remember. And then I'm like, oh, fuck. No matter what story I gave, it was not going to be able to clear me. It was not going to be able to clear me. And so, you know, I said, babe, listen, my apologies to female that I'm not even going to say I used to talk to her. Things happened while we were on a job. This is before I met you. And things happened. But that was that was years before we met. So she said, you expect me to believe that. And I'm like, there is no way. I'm not even going to sit up here and keep adding to the story, because I'm not going to convince her that that really happened. And so I had to keep proving myself time and time again that I was not cheating, because we broke up at that point. And so because I loved her so much, I kept in my mind having to prove myself to her that you're my all in all. Yet I don't need nobody else. I don't look for anybody else. And so we kept breaking up off and on. And I really, like I said, I really love this chick, but I couldn't find out how to make it work. And to me, she was enough for me to have to show her that it's only you. And we kept breaking up, getting back. And it's lasted for like 3 years, 4 years.
Oh, good Lord.
And at one point, I just said, you know what? I'm proving myself too much. You've seen that there was nobody else. I don't talk to nobody else. When I'm at work, I take chances on getting fired at work because I'm on the phone with you for over an hour or whatever per day.
Oh,
then when I'm not at work, I'm coming home and I'm coming to your sister's house to spend time with you. No matter what I'm doing, I'm showing you that it's only you, and you won't believe me. So I said, if we break up this time, there's no more us. I can't keep going through this. And I meant it. I ended up right back with her again after we broke up that time. But then I told her, listen, I know I've said this. I mean it this time. If we break up, I'm serious. I mean, as much as I love you, I'm not doing this ever again. Not with you, not with any other people. So this going back and forth and trying to make it work, and that shit is done. I'm telling you, if we break up this time, you might as well definitely call it quits. And even if I'm wrong in the midst of the breakup, I'm done. I'm not doing this no more with you. And I
thought, Blaze, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Why did you keep going back? Was it love? Was it self-esteem? Or you just thought you were doing a favor? I mean, when you look back on it now, why did you keep going back? Why did you do that?
It was love because I loved her. But then it was on top of that, proving to her that I've never cheated on you.
But you got
and
tired,
I want
though.
I got tired because it was she kept trying to find ways to fuck up our relationship.
Oh,
no matter
oh,
what
Lord.
Was going on.
Oh, yes,
babe. Kept looking for ways to fuck up our relationship. I even told her at one point, if you're looking for a way to get out of the relationship, just say you don't want to be in it. I'll leave you alone. If you feel like I've done something wrong, I've not done anything wrong. And if we can make this work, I want to make it work. And she kept feeling the need to have me make it work. But I kept saying to myself, like, even in the midst of our relationship, you won't show me the love that I show you. I don't care how many times I've proven to you that I loved you, how many times I said it. If I say it, you only say it to me. You only say it because you heard me say it to you.
Right.
So if I tell you, I come back around and say I love you too. But at any point of the day, you will never say it first.
Wow.
And I'm not going to keep doing this. I'm not. I can't keep putting myself through this.
Absolutely.
So, I mean,
I don't want to interrupt you, but we do have other callers. Do you have a piece or you just came to with your commentary?
I have a piece. I've done it before, but I've done it so dramatically the last time. So I'm just going to read it this time.
Okay.
It's called Mental Hell.
Okay.
I'm questioning, do I even exist? I X out all my exes. Yet it's me that can't exit. Exits make me feel trapped. Snapped my back against the wall due to being slapped and smacked against the wall. He cracked me in my jaw, took my face and smashed it in the floor. Can someone please help me before I get multiple fractures on my skull? Do you hear my cries for help, these yelps? Do you see these emotional welts due to the agonizing pain, torture, and torment more dense to my soul with his verbal pipes and belts? When he did what he did to become imprisoned, I cried because I couldn't kiss him. In fact, I missed him, so I figured to assist him to get him out of that prison, which didn't change a thing because he won't say bye to his polar, which is destroying my system. I shake whenever I think of him. I shrink, get dim. I mean, he freaks out about any and everything, even when it doesn't involve her. I mean, me. Just hearing him park the car makes it sound like someone's loading a revolver. See, I know that I'm a grown woman, but why do I feel like an abused toddler? He has me continuously on my knees begging God to be my problem solver. Please. I mean, I feel like the most strongest yet weakest person. Disease is lurking in the dirt within the murky wind. He was at first my friend. At the beginning, he was uplifting me. And now he throws me down, kicking me. He spits at me. I can't find it within myself to even say, are you kidding me? He tells me that he's sick of me, and I better do what I'm told. And I'm so afraid that he'll start pistol whipping me. Just to smell like I'm in his presence, I can feel him gripping me, stripping me of all my victory. When you sit with me understanding my history, you can see yourself witnessing the inner me is now a defeated ministry. You can see he finished me, the diminished me, as you stare into the victimized, due to me being brutally victimized. My soul is torch feeling like an out-of-town foreigner. You told me that you would burn down my place straight to my face. I can't stop these shakes. Feel like I can't escape the coroner. Body buckling, slid down in the corner where stirred up emotions got me so scared to the point that I literally see my soul floating. I'm way past broken. I'd almost rather feel myself soaking in the ocean with my mouth wide open. I don't know what went wrong. The love that I used to have is now gone in the blowing wind. I mean, we used to spend quality time. How could I not see this? I feel so dumb. I feel so stupid. Set out to follow these blind eyes that has me gasping for air, choking. And all he sees is running the streets, sexing, smoking, drinking, drugging, lusting after her, probably doing more than just touch on somebody else's husband. I mean, I don't know, and nor do I care anymore. I'm just trying to make the proper readjustments to get myself past tonight, and I had to send the children to my parents for the summer because they don't need to be, nor do they need to see me frightened. It used to be so much excitement with him at the start for myself and my little ones, until he started showing me signs of his spastic ways emotionally with his little guns. His temper tantrums were beyond explosively volatile. A grown man, yet still a problem child. I'd be scared out of my mind around him, but still I would be trying to smile, kind of wild that even in the midst I have my family that I could call on. I mean, I'm continuously terrified. I know I could have called on relatives and my family, which is made up of scary guys, but I didn't want them in jail behind my wrong choices in choosing him. So to reach out to them, I wouldn't dare to try. Please, please, someone save me from this horribly mean man that is ultimately capsizing my mental health. C. seemingly to never let me loose from this mental jail, who no matter what I say or do, I feel that I will remain subdued in this mental hell. Mental hell. And peace.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That sounded like mental
All
hell
right.
to me.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Blaine.
I just for your input.
Yeah. So, but we're gonna put you in a love lounge. Thank you so much. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Woo. Well, Diva, I do believe it is. We have reached the 10 o'clock hour, and I'm going to bring Poetic back in for the lineup for next week if he will do that for us.
Okay.
Poetic, you are back, sir. You mind giving us the lineup for next week?
Absolutely. Be my esteemed pleasure. Join J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic, tomorrow night for the Get Down, a tribute show to a poet that passed away from Oz, as well as DMX. Then Friday night's going to be Breathe Easy with Murder, She Wrote. And guess what, y'all? Saturday night is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. The topic will be forthcoming. Sunday night is going to be the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, Monday night, the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, For Real, the Poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, La Perla Negra, essentially Janice, and yours truly, Poetic. Tuesday night's going to be Mahabi and one of his shows. He got I can't even remember the name of the show that he got going on this Monday, but I just know it's a takeover. All I know is it's a takeover. So make sure y'all tune in. And then Wednesday night, we'll be right back here for another edition of The Love Zone with your host, Miss VIP and La Perla La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Diva.
Yes.
Guess who is next on the mic? I'm going to call her baby.
Who, who?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
it is. I know who that is.
Hello. This is our new Diva. Hi, Zani.
Hey, happy birthday.
Hey.
Happy.
Thank you, thank you, Preston. I appreciate it. Y'all make
so
an old world feel good
voice.
Tonight. Thank you.
Hi, La Perla.
Wait a minute, I ain't old.
How
I'm seeing
you.
There you go.
Steven, there you go. There you go.
A.K.A. Penny, a.k.a. Baby Diva.
I love that
yeah,
one.
We're going to rename you Baby Diva.
That's what's up.
So, hey, man. What you think about the question tonight, Miss Lady?
Well, listen, I like breaking them apart a little bit and trying to play devil's advocate. And I had a whole answer. I had a whole answer until I started listening to the previous callers. And then I'm thinking, wait a minute. I actually did have a situation where I did go back. And this was like, I was really, really young. And this was the first person who I loved. So I feel like because of our history, he had been there for me through some trauma. So we had this bond and one of the things that I realized is that I wouldn't seek him out, but if he sought me out, I dropped everything. And I mean, years would pass, but if he reached out, I would drop everything. So I absolutely have done that before where I've gone back, and that was because of the love that was there. Like, this was someone who was, that was my heart.
Right.
I I look at him differently now, though. He still gets credit for being there for me, but I absolutely look at him differently now. Now, mm-hmm. for originally, when I was looking at the topic for this, I was thinking of someone else, which is more like mm-hmm. a situationship.
Okay.
And the same thing, mm-hmm. like, I go back, but for other reasons. I have gone back, but for other reasons, and that's mm-hmm. what I wrote my book on. And that's more about familiarity. Okay. Yeah.
So is it safe to say you re- okay.
Yeah. Wait, let's say something. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. My little people started moving around as soon as I got unmuted.
It happens. That's, happens. That's the way it happens. So
right,
is it safe to say you remain friends with this guy, the one that you would jump for?
The first one?
Yeah.
That's hard to say because it's hard to call somebody a friend when you have that and then they step away mm-hmm. and have no contact. Because
mm-hmm.
for me, that means that we weren't as close as I thought we were. Because
okay.
I don't choose to step away from people who I love. So,
okay, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the things that made me start looking at him differently.
Mm-hmm.
When I say years, I mean maybe a good 10 years would pass.
Mm-hmm.
So I would question the pop-up. How do you not even say hello after 10 years? So,
right.
I don't know.
Right.
So, yeah, it's hard to say that we're friends because that's not something I wouldn't treat a friend that way.
Okay.
And what's weird
okay.
is the situation mm. person, I would call that person a friend.
Mm.
I would call that person a friend.
Mm.
That's weird.
Okay.
We learn and we grow. But, yeah, my piece that I wrote about the situationship, that one touches on familiarity more so. And then still, like, the disappointment that comes with it and
mm-hmm.
how it's still ultimately not good for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the piece I bought with me.
Okay. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. So the title of this is Familiar Disappointment. I almost wrote to you once, of fleeting glances, so faded and washed of color, that I strained to remember them. I wrote of hope, yet expressed it as if it was present, current, and fulfilling. I think there were and are times that you mirror and affirm what I say, presenting it all back to me as new, as your words. And I'm not sure why I let you. These baseless chances that we revisit once a year matter more than comfortable distance and leave me numb. But I'll call it growth, taking note of how differently I handle familiar disappointment. I've wanted more, yet I'm afraid of more. In peace.
Wow. You said you wanted more, but what? What was the last thing?
I'm afraid of more.
Yes, been mm-hmm. there too. Been there too.
Of my life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, you have that desire. It's almost a craving, but you just that fear will put a
yeah. Once you're broken,
the
first one broke me, and once you're broken, it's I don't know. It's hard to trust.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah,
the trust is the main factor because as soon as you, I mean, you can look, can enjoy the view, but to actually engage in another relationship or even just conversation with, you know, once you've been hurt like that, it's hard to even talk to another person.
You know what? Somebody,
mm-hmm.
there was a piece I was listening to, I think it was Tuesday, the Let's Talk. There was a piece that one of the newer ones read, and she was saying something about someone asking her to open up. And she was like, why should I? Like, why do you want me to open up? What risk am I taking opening up? Like, that's how I feel sometimes.
Yeah, that is how you feel. Are you even worth my time? I mean, it's just, that fear.
What's your intent, sir?
After being hurt is a motherfucker. It will keep you away from people. I'm trying
and
to tell you,
men in just
particular.
I swear, some are just curious, and don't come to me with curiosity. Don't do that.
Oh no, don't do that. Look, go ask my neighbor if you're curious. Leave it. Go ask mine. Okay, but if you really want to know me, then you come to me. Seriously, don't come playing no games. I don't, because I'm gonna smell it a mile away. I'm trying to tell you right now. No, because I'm super sensitive like that. I smell a game, and I ain't gonna say too much. I'm gonna look at you, and I'm gonna let you speak your piece, but don't expect it to go anywhere, because I smell the game. I've been, child, please, I've been shattered, broken.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to tell you, and picking your pieces up and putting them back together, it takes a long, long time.
That trust factor.
Let me tell you, that trust factor is a man. Look, it's. And you know what's crazy?
I need to write about that.
Because,
I need to write about the curiosity.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy? Because a couple of years ago, I got broken again, and I really, really thought that it was going to be good that one particular, this one time, and I'm like, you know what? I said, fuck love, for a minute, for real. I was like, you know, I'm not doing this shit no more, because I can't trust a motherfucker with my heart, you know, with my spirit, none of that. I'm scared of myself. For a long time, man. It's so hard to pick up the pieces and keep moving. But you know what? For some reason, I always kept my heart open. I just could never close it down all the way. It's just that healing part. You know, you pass that, man.
Right.
You really, really do.
Yeah,
you
got to
start trusting yourself again. That's the thing. You got to trust yourself first.
Right.
And forgive yourself. And then you can work on the outside. Girl.
That
piece was awesome.
I am. Thank you.
See, they got me wanting to call you Penny for real. I'm ready. I'm trying not to do that. So forgive me.
That is hilarious, though. I haven't even heard it from the original person in a minute.
That
so
named
ahead.
It. Oh, he's lurking. He's lurking.
Okay.
He is lurking. You hear that, Dave?
Yes.
He is around, trust me. He is around.
Now somewhere.
He said, yeah, I am Penny. Go to chat room.
Okay. I'm on it. I'm on my way.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, girl.
No,
it's crazy. Lord have mercy. Got the man drooling.
That's our name. That's our name.
Okay. You don't pull
all right, Diva.
Oh,
man.
Loving what you're
putting
out there. I must be listening. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right.
There
you
go. One love, one night.
One love, one night.
One love, one night, man.
Wow. Man, I love our Tiffany family. I really, really do. Because y'all about crazy as all. Y'all just crazy as all outside. I'm trying to tell you.
Right?
Yes.
Well, shall we continue, Diva?
I think we might need to do a station identification break.
All right. Got it.
Baby.
All right. Now,
Before you open the next call, you want to give them the number to call in? Because they got up until 11 o'clock to get in here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now 10:17. You have 3 minutes to call in. Our number is 319-527. 6300, press 1 to be heard around the world. We are on every single platform known to man. At least that's what they tell me. But anyway, got to call in. We chose this topic tonight because I just wondered, like, how many times and why would someone go back to really hurt them. And that made me think, Diva, do people change? Can they change?
They can.
Will you forgive and go back?
Not now. I won't. Not. I won't look in that direction. If the wind blows me in that direction, I'm going to fight it. I'm going against the grain.
Oh,
I'm trying
my.
To tell you. It's not going to happen.
Oh, my.
Not gonna happen.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well. Okie dokie. Well, all right. And with that, let's bring in our next caller. We're going to Dallas. Hello, Kendrick. Welcome to the Love Zone. Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
We're good.
Good.
Kendrick.
Pearl of Nigger, you something else. You know that?
That's what they tell me. They say that all the time. You something else.
What they
y'all.
Tell you.
Yeah, that's what they tell me. Sometimes they say, you're a mess. And I say, sometimes. Y'all. Not in complete and total one, though.
Before I go any further, I hope everybody been showing, you know, my good friend some love for her birthday on today. Because, I mean, God has blessed you to see another birthday and to share it on your show and, you know, enjoy it with friends and loved ones and stuff like that. So I probably done said it already, but I'm going to say it again so everybody can hear it again. So we're going to wish her a happy birthday. And I pray to God that
you
enjoy every moment of it.
Oh,
just make
you.
Sure and God bless
that.
You many more years to live and enjoy.
Aww. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
So
all right, my friend.
Yeah, I know ya.
So,
I love the topic y'all got tonight. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
What do you think about it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can relate to this one, though, for real. And it's crazy when it's like in our minds, I'm put from my perspective, like we miss that physical contact from that person that broke our hearts and stuff like that. Because at one point they made us feel good about ourselves. They made us feel welcome to be in their presence.
Mm-hmm.
But for them to break our hearts the way they did, you don't immediately like, oh, I'm gonna get past him. You know, you can talk that talk, but how your body reacts the moment you call their name, it's like you're drawn to that person for some strange reason. And it takes a lot to fight that crap. I'm
telling you.
The reason why I know how this, when I deal with it in my marriage, I know what it's like. We can talk a good game until something about that person draws you to them, and it takes more than just, you know, of them, you know, feeling that contact. When you have to, like, try to dismiss everything about that person. So when you see that person again, that has little to no effect to you at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So how many times did you go back, if you went back?
How many times? I went back. I say once. Maybe
okay,
twice, put it that way.
I mean, but why did you go back?
This,
was it the sex? Was it love? What was it?
Well, I'm putting it wasn't the love. I know that much. Wasn't the love. Let's just say the sex we had was hot still. That was part of the reason why.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's because we knew how to bring the heat towards each other. We know how to keep it hot. But when you're trying to have your cake and eat it too, you try to have both. I'm that type of person who's like, nah, if you're with this person, you got to deal with that person. You can't have me and this person. So I don't want to get caught up in my feelings again and thinking that something's going to happen and it will never happen. You did what you did. You broke my heart. You did this. You did that. You got to move on with your life. You got to go on.
Absolutely. I feel you on that one.
All right. Yep. I feel that too, most definitely. So what's your piece on tonight?
If I had a title for the piece, it would say, "Why Would I Walk Back?" That would be the title. I'm just going to go right into it.
Okay. Right.
Why would I walk back into a relationship that kept me in tears a lot, heartbroken and alone, while you fuck around all the time? Plenty of times I thought about getting even, but I loved you so much I held back. Even your old siblings know that our relationship was falling apart, and you showed no remorse, not giving a damn about it. It's like a dog tasting his own vomit. Hell no. I don't want that bad taste in my mouth, nor in my life. I'd be a fool if I ventured back in and go through that hell again. When you last saw me, you started having those feelings, wishing that we could rekindle those moments. Nah. Save it for your new boo. When you walked out of my life, your new man made sure of that you kept distant from me. And I'm cool with that. Why walk back into some shit that you know it ain't good for you? I've always believed that God has something better for me. I just need to stay focused on what he has for me and not get desperate and go back to the one that broke my heart. In peace.
All right.
Wow.
Where's that?
Yeah, why go back?
Mm-hmm.
Why go back?
No, don't go back.
I wish I'd have known that stuck to my guns years ago.
No.
But shit happened.
Yep. Right.
Life happens. I stop saying shit happens. I say life happens, you know, because it does. Strange things
Same
happen.
Thing,
yeah, life,
you live, you learn. That's all it is. You live, you learn your lesson, you move on from that. If you ain't learning from that,
because
you ain't trying to learn. I mean, you just like
right.
feeling that pain.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
All right,
yeah.
My dear.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to put you into Love Lounge, too. You might, and if Van would just get up, you might try my new shades. Because it's so cool.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, it is. So, all right.
You might not
want to
get up.
Thank you so much. I know, right? One love, one mic, friend.
One love, one mic. All
right, one love, one mic, y'all.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Uh-oh. Diva. We got another diva. Oh, we got the diva. on the mic next. Keila Shaw, what's going on, honey?
Hey. Hey,
hold
yeah.
on, let me get it. Hold on. You ready? You ready? You ready? Miss VIP,
okay.
Miss VIP, Miss VIP, Miss VIP, Miss VIP, Miss VIP, Miss VIP, Miss Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. And that's it. There you go.
Oh,
there you go. Thank you.
Oh.
So like,
you
okay,
know what?
Go ahead and get it.
Oh, there you go. I love it. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's what's, oh,
how are you ladies doing tonight?
We are
oh,
awesome.
We are fine.
How are you?
Yes.
I'm behaving again. I'm trying at least. Hey.
So. Okay. I've been trying to behave. I have. I really have. I'm giving it a wholehearted
try. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Hell no, it ain't fun to behave.
Boy,
behaving is very, very routine, you know, and you know, it just becomes monotonous and like, all right.
Yeah,
so every
yeah.
once in a while, you just gotta throw a little, yeah. little cut up in there from time to time. You'll be all
right. Just a little. Right. Yeah, forget all that.
So,
yes.
What do you think about
yes,
the topic?
I question, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why run back to the one who broke you?
Yeah, I've done that. Well, I'll
okay.
say this. I remember the first time I was broken. And
mm-hmm.
I was like, I would never do that again. Because at that point, I was sitting there and I was big and bold with it. I'm like, mm-hmm. if he could sit there and cheat on me with this chick or whatever, apparently he wasn't mine in the first place. So let him go ahead and go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the MF'er came back.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. You know how to sweet talk real good. Well, me being naive, not knowing the game, yeah, I went on here and took him back because,
mm-hmm.
you know, this was my son's father. So I was like, okay, let's go ahead. And I'm all about family. So I'm like, okay, yes, we're going to go ahead and make this work, and we're going to make our family work, period. Well, if you can't keep your thing in your pants,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to sit there and keep on putting myself out there. And it got to the point to where I had to tell him flat out, I have to love me enough to love this baby.
There
and if
go.
I can't love this baby completely, then you got to go.
Okay.
We both need
I'm
to be
done.
Happy. And if outside if outside influences make you happy, do your thing. We can still be friends for the baby, but I can't, don't touch me. Stay away
mm-hmm.
from me. You do your
I
thing over there,
that,
and I'll
man.
Be over here.
Yeah.
And my whole goal... Every time I got hurt, every time I felt like I was broken, I had to get to the point to where I was like, my desire is to love like I've never been broken. And so I sit there
Absolutely.
And fight every time. I fight with myself, with my thoughts. Like, you know how you have those thoughts
mm-hmm.
all the time where you're like, what did I do wrong? Or how can I, you know, build me back up from being broken? Because the crazy thing mm-hmm. is this. Every dude I've ever been with, counting from day one,
mm-hmm.
every guy I've ever been with came back because I treated them right. Then they wanted to go do something else, but then they came back and remembered everything that I did with them, for them, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's at the point to where I have to sit there and see, okay, apparently wasn't something wrong with me because they kept coming back. Now I got to build me back up. And I'm straight. Right now at this place
mm-hmm.
that I'm at right now, I'm happy. I'm content. I'm good.
Right.
Right.
So I'm like, they can only break you if you give them that power too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And they win if you don't move forward. Mm-hmm. That's what they want to see you is broken, in pieces, torn apart. Yeah. They don't want to see you happy. They don't want to see you striving and doing the things that's going to make you happy in the long term. They want you to be stuck over them.
That's what it is. They want to see if it affects you anymore,
and it goes
or just affects you, period.
That's toxic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not no more, honey. I'm on a whole different flavor, and it's a whole different animal inside of me now. Trust me.
Exactly.
I'm not playing with it. You got to come correct. I'm trying to tell you. I ain't playing with it. I will talk until the rivers run dry. We can always have a conversation, but if you ain't coming correct, it will not go any further. And trust me, I'm a chatterbox.
My thing is this. If you can't develop a relationship with yourself first understand that you should have a standard that you hold yourself to, how can you hold somebody else to that standard too?
That's what I'm talking about. This is what I say all the time. Get that good relationship going with yourself inside. Love yourself first. And then you can love
brokenness is not an option. Kiss my ass.
I know that's right. In Gimbal's window.
I need to stop cussing. I've been on one today. I'm sorry.
Personal.
My apologies.
It's all right. Trust me, we said worse.
Right.
Okay. Oh, man. And you got pipes, too. Hold on. We cannot skip over the fact that you got pipes. You can blow, girl. All right. I heard you. That's what's up. I'm jealous. I can't. I'm just playing food in a bucket of water. Okay. I don't care though. That's what's up, though. You have a beautiful voice, man. That's what's up, though. Yes.
So, well, I brought this piece tonight. It's called All the Wives. Yeah.
All right.
It's my first time spitting it on a mic. I've had it for a minute, though. So.
It's all right. The mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. It's a daring game we play, that the world would fail to exist without it. Many have borne the weight of its joy and pain, yet we have all, at some point, been victims and victors of it. No one knows all the whys. We choose to suffer and cry, reaching depths and sky. Do we give up and try? Do we let love or die? For all the wise know not all the wise. We've looked to and fro, searching high and low. There would be no distance too great if love calls, we go. Go through worlds of trials for the sake of a prayerful, triumphant goal. Yet love has no love, not for one, not for all, yet to heaven we fall into our knees, begged in submission, we would crawl all for love. Yet, you can look here and there, searching almost everywhere for all the answers, for all the whys. For all the whys, no, not all the whys. But does that mean you give up, you don't try? Does that mean your heart won't ache and the eyes won't cry? Yes, love is a hurting thing, but in its essence, love is comprised of both the bliss and the agony. Is that not that of a cruel duality? It is the balance of that which is meant to be. And if we searched our ego, there we would find that loving another in the balance would be, in fact, loving oneself all the same. And that is the ultimate discovery as to all the whys. Continue to seek the answers to all the whys. And so our journey continues. In peace.
That was beautiful. That was really, really beautiful. I love that.
Yeah.
And so our journey continues. I love that. That was really, really nice. Wow. Diva. That's what I'm talking about.
You know what? Let me tell you, T, you and Janice have a voice that, don't you agree, Diva? I get caught up. I get a little caught up, and I'm not even gonna lie.
Yep.
I'm sitting here, like, listening to pearls of wisdom, you know, what's going on and how it's in your metaphors and how things are, you know, what you say. And it's like, what'd she say? Because I got caught. I got messed up. And your voice is very, very calming. And I used to tell a couple of people, like, your voice is like my grandmother, all calming and soothing and stuff. But it's like, wow. And I seriously get caught up, but I didn't this time. That was an excellent piece. And I love it. I'm really glad that you echo our sentiments that, you know, you got to love self. You got to discover yourself, love yourself before you can even, you know, fall into that trap again. And, you know, as you grow, what is it? The more you grow, the more you know, something like that.
The more you know, the more you grow. Yes, sir.
But it still stands, and it still stands, and that's what's up. So thank you, Diva. Right. I'm so back on the radio, girl. I'm ready to say
thank you, ladies. I appreciate you saying that. You know, you put me in the same category with Janice because I'm a fan of hers as well. So, thank you.
Yeah. All right, that's what's up. All right, darling. Well, you can kick Van out of the chaise.
Oh, I can have his spot. Thank you very much.
Move around.
Thank you so much.
Love, one night. One love, one night. You guys have a beautiful night.
You too.
Yeah, she can sing. Absolutely.
Yeah.
She can sing.
Yes, she can.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's have another caller. What do you think, Diva?
Oh, yes, let's.
All right. Area code 803, you are in the love zone with Miss VIP and La Perla Negra. Who do we have on the mic?
Mother of Dragons.
Hey,
Mother Dragon.
How are you?
Oh, this is a
treat.
Thank you, honey.
How are
you?
How are you doing?
Oh,
we are wonderful.
Usually, I probably would be sleeping because it's a weeknight, and I'm a teacher, so I'm like in bed. I'd be trying to be in bed early, but I decided to be up. I said, let me. I took a nap, so that's what it was. I took a nap.
That's what happened, honey. But that's okay. At least you came to the love zone. That was up.
Yes.
Hey, that was up, definitely. Last night's show was all right. I loved your insight and your transparency, and I just want to say thank you for that. It was beautiful.
Yes, thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. I was surprised. I usually don't tell anybody that's because I'm a strong person. So to be that transparent it shocked me because I'm usually a very personal, private person. So I felt like I needed to speak that truth so that maybe someone else can see that it's okay. You know, strong people go through things like that too. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It does. It helps another person be comfortable enough because now someone else understands their story as well. We're always telling our story, but within that, we're telling someone else's story as well. So that was a beautiful thing you did, and I commend you for that, sweetie. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. 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 So I, you know, like I said, it took a lot. Yeah, let's, what was the topic again so that I can respond with a good answer.
Well, tonight is why go break you.
I have been in those type of relationships. As a matter of fact, that relationship that I was talking about that night before, I am still friends with him.
Okay.
And it took a lot of forgiveness on my part. But we are there is no longer any intimacy, but it's just we're friends, you know. And because he needs that, you know, he's a person that I just feel like, you know, needs that needs a friend. You know, some people, they just need somebody to talk to, you know. Yeah. And I guess that side of me has that compassion and that empathy to talk to him.
Okay.
He doesn't have very many friends, and he considers me as a friend, even though he had did all these things, and you know, he apologized and stuff like that. It took me a minute to let him get back into my life at that capacity, but when I did, I had to let him know the boundaries that I had to set. And say, hey, look, it's going to be at this capacity, and that's it, you know. And a lot of people don't understand it on the outside looking in. Why would you know? But a lot of people didn't know what happened either. So, but for some of the few ones that I did let know, they was like, I would have never. But I said, it takes a very special person to be able to allow forgiveness in your heart and say, hey, I can be friends with this person.
Oh, yes. It takes more strength to forgive another person along with yourself. I think it takes more strength to forgive in life that you have to find the courage to do. So I commend you for that. And you don't owe anybody an explanation about why you forgave or why you continue to have a relationship with this person. Whatever kind of relationship it is, you don't owe anybody anything, okay? As long as you are doing right by yourself and you're okay, you don't have to worry about them outside negativities or forces or that nosiness or whatever it is. It's none of their business. It's up to you.
I am a healer. I'm a healer by nature. And toxic relationships, I don't do toxic relationships. But if I see one presenting itself, I just tend to navigate those relationships out of to not be toxic. And so that's always my goal. Always. You know, the ghosting, the gaslighting. I will acknowledge you. I will tell you, hey, if that's what you're doing to me, you better stop it, or I will cut you off.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Absolutely. I'm the same way. I'm a healer by nature. I didn't find that out until some years back, but I know now, and I'm all about the positivity, always. I'm a light worker as well. So I get what you're saying. I understand everything that you're talking about.
So I think that's what I am. So I just tend to go on that side and just leave it there, you know, and just, you know, and let that be my truth. And I don't say anything to anyone. I have no reason to. So
there you go. That's that.
Yeah.
And that makes you all the more stronger, honey. That's all good.
Yeah.
What's up? Now, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because you are, I'm a fan.
I actually just wrote this.
Happy birthday. I'm going to tell you that, too. Happy birthday. Wish you many, 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 many more blessings. Oh, I know they're coming. I see it. So, and
thank
like I said,
so
like, I actually wrote this while you're talking, maybe two people ahead of me. So I just wrote it. And so hopefully you like it. It's called The Mythological Relationship.
Okay. It's yours.
Thank you. Some will see you as Zeus. Sick. The TED Talk is that you're a man. You're a man among men. A man among men. But the PC version is that I have to reboot you constantly. And that we look great together if we could post to be what we supposed to be. But what I desire is touch and intimacy. I am your Calypso and the key to your splinter heart. Flicker flames jump when we get around each other. But the mythology is that surrounds us is that we're larger than life, according to the census, and that we belong together. But that is far from the truth. In peace.
Wow. Wow. That was pretty deep. So, it ain't even dry yet. That was pretty deep.
That's why I was playing with that.
What?
Okay. I know one thing. You never disappoint. That's how you do it. You never disappoint.
You got that? Never. Not once. That's why I'm such a fan, man. I'm like, wow. Okay.
Yep.
Even the name just grabs your attention. Man, thank you for that. That was awesome.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay. Right.
Anytime, ladies, anytime. I want to make sure I show up and give y'all love. Always.
That's what's
awesome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to get another chaise because I already put T. LaChelle in the chaise. And now, she ain't getting up. They're too comfortable. But we're going to put you in the love lounge.
I'll make him even more comfortable, honey. I'll make him even more comfortable.
I'll hear that.
All right. All right. One love, one mic. Thank you so
much.
One love, one mic.
She is so precious. I love her.
Yes.
Diva, guess who else I love?
Yes.
That's my
I
buddy.
Know who it is.
That's my battle.
I know.
That's my battle.
I know.
Ain't nobody else's battle here but mine. Okay? All
right. Right.
I'm going to bring it in. That's right. Ain't nobody else's but mine. See how territorial
I
am, Valdina? Oh, baby.
Hey.
I started to raise your bang away, but now I'm
going to put it. What it do, ladies? How are you?
We are great. We are great.
Yeah.
Okay.
How are you, Don?
So listen, I'm doing fine, darling. I'm blessed and highly favored. Listen, I'm short, real short on time. First of all, I want to wish you a very, very happy birthday. Darling, it's your birthday. Happy birthday. So I want to wish you a happy birthday. Congratulate you on this beautiful program. And I do have a piece. And yes, I had gone back and forth in the marriage that I was in. First for the loving of my children, for to keep a family together. But then my ego was a part of that as well. So that's that piece. And so if I can go into my piece, then I can do so. Thank you, ladies.
The mic is yours.
Love. Thank you. Love. Love was a thing lathered. We were covered in its luster. Its silky kiss is what kept us together. Love and happiness. What? Love and happiness. Oh, it was so sweet. I hate that bitch. I hate that bitch. But see, I won't stick to my gun. See, she was mean, Miss Arrogant, Miss Self-Sufficient, Miss Doing Too Much Extra was. I was sucked in. I didn't notice in the beginning. See, I was fed by what she was feeding my feelings. Bitch. Left me starving. She was sexy, good to look at. Guess I was lucky that it was finished, though. The lovemaking was good while love was in it. When it went better, when it went bitter, inside her I was no longer feeling. This bitch needed a drop ceiling. But how the love was all harlequin in the beginning. A novel we self-published, each word special, holding special meaning and significance, each paragraph full of personal subliminals to each other. She would write to me. We wrote to each other. Stunning was our story until it reached the end. Roses are beautiful, but they die too. Thorns on a short stem. Covered over with perfume, shit still stinks. We made heaven a place that we would visit every time we kissed, but bullshit, bullshit sniffed. See, there was some sin going on in her garden. For someone else, her legs had been pardoned, but I was in love with her, and so all was forgiven. Over and over again, all was forgiven. But then this bitch gave me something that caused me to need penicillin. Bitch tried to flip shit, rearrange and change shit like it was the one that I was the one cheating. With dick on her breath and all the lies she was breathing. The dick she had been beating. While I'm eating the pains away, eating, chewing the bitterness gained in this strained relationship. And she became her normal routines and shit. Changed life for her reigns. Fuck me and the kids. To do life on the street she was now loving. That was back then. I was a fool. I just kept on and on, forgiving back and forth, up in it. Soul ties. Mine was tied to hers while hers was tied to a few other guys, see. Yet I kept on forgiving for the sake of our children, and I'm not going to lie. Yeah, it fucked with my pride. I was all up in my feelings. But all that shit did come to an end. There was no more of that over and over again shit. Finally, I got with me a new chick who I kept chained up in the basement. Who won't be cheating unless it's with the cockroaches. I ain't going back to that type of shit again. For real.
Ooh. Wow. I was not ready for that, but damn. You know what?
Baby,
you always,
I wasn't ready.
Always bring it.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, man. I want you to have a pleasant night at work. I hope it goes fast for you.
Hey, I hope so too. Thank you. Y'all continue to have a good show. This is a great show. And just to throw this out, I just wrote that piece while I was listening to. Sorry for all the curse words, but that's how it is.
That's all right. Yo, you are a genius, man. Thank you.
That's okay.
All right. Well, one love, lady.
All right.
Blessing.
One love.
Thank you.
One love.
Oh, my goodness.
Gosh.
Girl. You know what? I need to just take my socks off for a second, okay?
All right, do that.
Goodness, Diva.
Oof. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 3 minutes to 11, and if you want to be heard, I suggest you hurry and call that number 319-527-6300 and press 1, because in a little bit, if you're online, you're going to be cut off by the Blog Talk Lady, who could be so mean sometimes. So anyway, Diva, are you ready for the next caller?
I so am.
All right. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Love Zone, sir. How are you?
Hello, ladies. What's happening?
Hello.
Hello. Happening? How are you?
Well, you know, I do better than ever, actually.
And
it's good to make a surprise visit every night, you know, y'all show, because sometimes Wednesday's just not always convenient for me, but yeah,
uh-oh.
I was able to come in tonight. Yeah.
It's always an open mic here for you, Sir Lawrence.
Indeed. And so someone's birthday tonight?
It is my lovely Diva, who I am co-hosting with, Miss VIP. Yes.
Okay, well, happy birthday, then.
Thank you so much. And I'm glad you were able to come on.
Yeah. It's, this is a very interesting show because speaking from the male point of view, it's very insightful from the woman's perspective. It really is.
Okay. Thank you for that. We need to hear things like that. I appreciate it. Wow. So what is your take on this? Why, the question of the evening is, why run back to the one that broke you?
You know, see, the broke you part is you know, because there's like, I don't know, I guess variations in there, because there is somebody in my life, or that was in my life, she would say that I broke her heart. But from my perspective, even though I was the reason why we broke up, but from my perspective, my heart was broken because I really didn't want us to break up. I really didn't. But I was much younger then. I was trying to be macho and all this other thing. And you know, and then I've been on another side, another deal too. But the thing for me, like, and then I tried to go back, okay? And then the going back, see, that's another subject in itself, because at least I think the problem with being broken is, you know, like going to a party and you're drunk. You know, you're not stable enough. You know, you're not ready to go back, even though you go back and then you knock yourself off the table. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can't stand up on your feet. You're really not ready. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so then you have to, and then that's why a lot of times I think people wind up getting hurt the same way because you hadn't stabilized yourself, which goes into understanding yourself, loving yourself, et cetera, like that. Mm-hmm. You know, so, I mean, I've caught myself saying that, like, even today, if she came to my door, I don't even know what I would do. You know,
okay.
So yeah, it's that heartbroken stuff. And then you can't go back for the sex. I mean, you know, you might as well go ahead and admit that, because you go back for the sex, okay? Then the problem with that is once the sex is over, then what? Okay, so, you know, now the person is really, you know, they've done what you needed, which was all about. And then if they don't do it like you know, you were used to it, then it still don't work. So you really can't go back for the sex.
Mm-hmm.
You really can't.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I wish I'd have knew that back then. Well,
I did that.
Yeah.
Right. All of us for real, though.
Yeah, I was hooked.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's tough. I mean, and then, you know, you only fall in love once. The rest of the time, you are trying to get back what you thought you had, and you're trying to get it out of anybody else you're running into. You know what I mean? And the rest of them are just fulfilling what you've always longed for.
Mm.
It's like you're trying to fill a hole, you know. But anyway.
Okay.
Wow.
I don't think about it like that. Okay. Well, I got a couple of thoughts on that, but I'm going to leave that alone right now. Diva?
Yep. Are you ready for the piece, Sonic?
I'm ready to hear something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah. This piece, and this is another reason, what we're talking about now is another reason why I wrote this particular piece. It's called How Strong Is Your Glue?
The mic is yours.
It's the gluey, gooey, sticky substance called feelings. Because togetherness is what we're after. As two collide, being connectively coherent, try cohabitation to achieve cohesiveness. Or was it just coitus to begin with? Maybe you only adhere to certain things. Does the adhesive bond take time, or does time pass between us because we didn't hold each other long enough? Is it your moxie that makes you epoxy because you have to have something in your not knowing it's the resin, not the residue, that makes it stick? We should be like lint on clothes, like paint on the road, like polish on toes. Stick together because we came together. Sir Lawrence.
Wow. What was that you said about epoxy?
I got that one.
Is it your moxie that makes you epoxy?
I like that.
Yeah,
I really, really like that. Okay.
Yeah. I got stuck on that one too. Yeah.
Yeah, it made me lift my head up. I was looking down at my tablet, and I was like, wait a minute, what is that? Okay. I like that. Wow.
Right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming through with him. It's been just a wonderful night, and it really has. And I thank you so much for your peace and your input. All right.
Yeah, thank you.
But you to the Love Lounge, too. There's a lot of people in the Love Lounge tonight.
It is. Don't be a stranger. Like I said, I'm always on open mic here for you.
Absolutely.
Good enough. Good enough. All right.
All right.
Thank you so much.
One love, one mic.
All right.
Diva, guess who's next?
I know. I see him. Let him in. Let him in.
My favorite poet. This is my favorite romantical poet. For real.
Romantical? Favorite romantical?
I know. I made it up. Romantical. He knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, he is so romantical, girl.
He really is. Hey, Hob. How you doing?
I'm a fuss. I'm going to fuss him out later. Wait till after the show.
Like, you crept up.
Go to the next corner.
I am. All right.
But for the honey.
Oh, now you know what, though? This is a good makeup. This is one of my other favorites.
Excellent.
Yes, this is excellent makeup.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
How are you?
Yes.
Good evening. Good evening. Happy birthday, Ms. VIP. La Perla Negra. How you doing?
Thank you, darling.
How are you doing, Joe?
Oh, fantastic, man. This is a beautiful evening. Oh, my God, man. Sir Lord. Jesus, man. What a piece. What a piece.
Okay.
That was genius.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, man. What a night, man.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is a plus to hear your voice always.
Oh, man, the pleasure's mine, man. You know, the pleasure's mine, you know, tuning into the show like this. And so enlightening.
That's what's up. We try.
Yes.
Try to enlighten, stimulate, you know, frighten, all that good stuff.
Absolutely.
Right.
I want to know what you think of the topic. Or do you need to hear the question?
It's a fantastic topic. And
okay.
Going back to exes, it depends. It depends on the situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, I have gone back 2 minutes before.
Okay.
But for, you know, for a lot of different reasons, but you know, for sex, no. I haven't gone back to extra sex, no.
Okay.
But yeah, for like support, yeah. Stuff like that, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was there any kind of intimacy, or it was just strictly... Or support, like you said.
Oh, support and friendship. Yeah, no intimacy. I mean, you know, just intimacy of being together, you know, talking about common topicality and stuff like that. Yeah, there's intimacy there, but, you know, physical intimacy, nah.
Okay. That's fair.
Not at all.
That is fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
You know, situational as well. You know, relationships are situational sometimes, so are exes situational.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of exes you got to deal with, you know, in the court, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, going back, you know, sometimes you got to go back for your ex, but it might just be a court appearance, you know.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Going back to ex for sex, no. I mean, once that part's over, it's pretty much over.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, I learned that the hard way.
Yeah, well, you know, men are men and women are women. You know, it's human nature. You know, you remember that good, good, and hey, just mm-hmm. for, you know, just once, you know, just a little bit, you know, boom.
Mm-hmm.
It's no workout. It's not a good idea.
Right. Sadly to say, if another female hadn't come into play, I probably still would have had a gold back and forth thing, a back and forth thing. But that was the straw that broke mm-hmm. the camel's back. Okay, because like I said, you made me an option after you chose
yeah.
me, and it don't work like
yeah.
that for me.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All they got doing is waiting. Wish you well. Hey, good luck.
Okay.
Because,
okay.
Because, you know, you know what you went through, so hey, you know, bless you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what's
yeah.
coming.
Okay. I,
you know.
Right about that. Yeah, you are absolutely right about that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, Mr. Verbal Mind Dancer. What did you bring for us to listen to? I can't wait because I love listening to your voice, man. It's unique. It is unique, and I love listening to its pieces.
Yeah.
And
the pieces
that you said.
Yeah, I got something I wrote tonight just for the show, and it is part of my National Poetry Month edition as well. So here it goes.
Mike is yours.
Napalm 2021, 11:30. Hey, how's it going? Nothing more, nothing less as I address my ex. I was more cordial than offensive. I was taught about forgiveness. Although I'm not religious, I never burn bridges. So hello it was. I was tempted to say more. The way she looked, I thought to myself, good Lord. There's a good Lord I serve who gives me more than I deserved. I won't dismiss our togetherness because a straight line hit a curve. Now about that swerve, that swing, that sway, the very thing that sent me her way, that didn't die because we didn't stay. There are levels to seriousness and levels to play. The why of it, I couldn't say. I will always be happy because alone is my thing. I can't live through others or the happiness they bring. I've been top tier. I've been on the bottom. Loneliness as a fear, my people, that ain't no problem. Happiness is what you make it, and memories take me there. Who among you have relived memories of an ex not there? I have. I woke up drenched from the thoughts I've had. That's not sad, that's inevitable. The memories I've made are truly incredible. Would I go back to an ex just for sex? Hell no. Was my ex the best experience of sex? Hell yes. Believe me when I tell you, I'd say perfect. Allow me to express what I mean about good sex. You can feel it years later and wear an inflated chest. I fall in and out but never stop loving. Some things are meant to be but only for a moment. 99% of the time, I'm the one who's blown it. Genuine love, I've known it, felt it, owned it. Going back to a love who has flown, it depends. Financial aid, problems with your day, but a roll in the hay. It depends on the ex, I say. Some things you can undo. Some things can't be undone. But when true loves ever meet again, what's done ain't done. I know I'm not the only one who said, give me something for old time's sake. But on the other hand, most times it's a huge mistake. One of you will remember the worst of the worst, and one of you will remember an insatiable thirst. I'm more cordial than offensive. I was taught about forgiveness. Although I'm not religious, I never burn bridges. I pray you're okay and keep on living my way. That's my piece. Thank you.
Wow. Wait a minute. You dropped the jump. You said, what did you say? what did you say about reminiscing that's no longer there and going back to old times' sake? Yo, that piece was pretty hot. Oh, man. Yeah.
I truly love that.
Yes, I did. That was all right. Man.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow.
A genuine love. I had it. I owned it. Dang. Oh, you
okay.
Know. Oh. Oh, man.
Are you the verbal mind dancer?
Yeah.
That's the right name, man. I'll tell you that much.
The name, I was going to say that name. Yes, it does.
Oh,
yes. Oh, my goodness.
Definitely. Yeah.
All right.
Y'all got me blushing tonight. Y'all got me blushing tonight. I appreciate that, Queen. Thank you.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a good
thing. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. You stimulated us, so we stimulate you.
Hey, now.
What's up? Love
that
reciprocity. Okay. One love, one mic.
Thank you. All right, we're gonna try to bring back my fave poet. You better be ready this time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because you was gonna give him a what for, weren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hi, Harvey. How you doing?
Hey, Harvey.
You know I'm.
You know what?
I'm just sipping on something. You know, just a little sipping. Just sipping on a little something. You know, because today is the day you're supposed to be sipping. It's Miss VIP's birthday, so we just going to sip.
We're
going to sip a little something.
Thank you. I'm sipping, I'm sipping on water, but thank you so much.
Hold on.
Tasty. If you don't tell me about this topic, you won't get it.
I'm just trying to be helpful. No, let me stop.
Masturbation is free.
I'm just saying, I'm welcome back. We miss you. Was on vacation. Wait. Is Zanice here too?
I was not on vacation, darling.
I'm just calling back. We got to tell people the business.
We got
to tell people the business. You telling on yourself
right
now. See? I'm trying to make it sound fun. That's what happened.
Guess what? I might be on a permanent vacation pretty soon.
Hey. Or what? You said Florida or Pornina? I don't know. It sounded like porn, but I wasn't sure.
No.
I was not familiar, but I was trying to figure it out.
You was trying to figure it out.
I was trying to put it together.
Javi, she going swimming with the dolphins. I'm so jealous.
Or a dude that's from the Miami Dolphins? What is it? What happened?
No.
What is going on there?
Oh my lord!
God. So this is what you mean by trying to get wet? I got you.
Oh, you're horrible.
Happy birthday, Miss VIP. Love you.
Thank you,
VIP.
Thank you.
Is Zanice here? Is Zanice?
She's in the chat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought she was wrong. Yeah. I had some good jokes for her too. I'm sorry. So, ladies, We're back to the Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. What's happening, ladies?
We want to know what you got going on over there in the Pinkney Universe. You got so much. I don't know what to call you. A philanthropist or a Renaissance man? What are you?
I don't know. No. Renaissance poetry is on Fridays. That's what Keith Eric. He totally
said
holds that title. I do not. Okay. Well, that's Renaissance poetry every Friday. That's what he does. Me, I'm boldly going where no man has ever gone before. I'm on my Star Trek shit. I explore new territories and new places and fly out to that. You know, so we can hop in, you know, transport and do all that good stuff. So for next Tuesday, we're going to do something very special. We're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to go outside the box and do some crazy, incredible stuff. Now, the Swanky Savages, who are on Clubhouse, you know, the Crypto Swanky, also on there, is a global ad agency. They do all this crazy stuff regarding art and stuff like that. They're doing a retreat on the 20th, 420. Mm-hmm. We all know 420 is 420, right?
Yeah.
So they're gonna be live with us from Denver during their retreat. 420 doing 420 with the 420 on the 420, and it's the Swanky Takeover here on Epiphany Universe. We're gonna let these poets light it up, literally. Literally.
Okay.
And then following the next following Tuesday will be a revisit from the Honey Drippers. It's going to be on some collaboration things. I'm thinking about calling it Menage a Trois, but you know, titles be scaring people, and they be thinking stuff is going to get in here, and they just be getting there, getting all wet, walking around with coconut oil, and I can't help all that. I just be trying to tell people, like, calm yourself, you know. Make sure that you have, you know, lube or something. Don't be in the tub trying to touch yourself with something that plugs in. You could die. Help yourself out the situation. Just do something different. Buy cordless things. They work. They're not that expensive. It's an investment. Holler at, you know, Kinky Sexy Smart, Jason Moen. She got a lot of stuff over there that's waterproof. You should go holler at her. You know, we know some people. We know some people that know some people. You know, or like Raven. Raven has some. She has bedroom candy, you know. The moaning them, but bedroom candy, you know, holler at them peoples. They the peoples. Talk to my peoples. They got something for you. Don't be in the tub with plugged in things. You could die. Die. Gotta tell people that. You could die. Don't do that. Don't do that. You may shock yourself. You're like, yo, what day is it? She died for a nut. Be like, yo, why'd you die for a nut? That was don't die for the nut.
You want to come and go at the same time.
She came and then she went.
That's right.
We are gathered here today to celebrate such and such because she decided to come and then she went away. God rest the dead.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Lord,
I have problems. I don't know what it is. Yo, I was so serious yesterday. I was dead ass serious yesterday. I was so serious. I was dead ass serious yesterday. And now look at me.
Okay.
I reverted to a charlatan, a fool. Anyway,
this question.
Wait, I'm going to say some very inappropriate. Miss VIP is shaped like a 25-year-old, and we all know it, and she happens to be not 25, but, you know, them hips and everything else says 25. So, fellas, if you hear what I'm saying, make sure that you look at her. Wink and tell her she's brilliantly filthy. Okay, what's the question?
Why go back to the one who broke you?
Let me be serious as a heart attack. I'm going to be serious as a motherfucking heart attack, right? Seriously, right now. I'm going to calm myself, get my zen, you know? So, there was a time where my ex had broken me so sufficiently that I didn't trust myself or my emotions or who I was and what I thought I was doing. And furthermore, because she was a bipolar emotional narcissist that knew how to run things and make me do things in accordance, because she knew one thing for certain, two things for sure. I love Diana Assad more than anything else in my entire life. And regardless of the fact, as long as I had them, they were the best things. It took away everything that I was as a man to really be who I was. I accepted less and therefore became less because I believed it. It wasn't necessarily true. But okay. to struggle and squalor and to feel the feelings that I felt that made me believe that my life would only get better if I tried to repair the situation that was happening. So I endured this person dealing with a 19-year-old who put that 19-year-old in front of me and my entire family because, you know, they thought that that was the thing to do. But, you know, we don't know what drugs look like. We don't know what narcissism look like. We don't know any of this stuff. We just know that when it happens, we're just trying to deal with it. So the worst part about it was I found someone who loved everything about me, including my dirty drawers, and was willing to put me together each and every time, was willing to stand next to me when I felt my heart growing out of my chest, knowing that she was with someone else and had my children with her. Repaired me, brought me back my Osiris pieces each and every time. Came to my house when I couldn't get out of bed because I was just emotionally laid low. Because empaths, that happens to you when your emotions get you. You get fucked up and you can't even move. It acts itself out, you know, physically in your body, right? And you can't move, you can't do anything. This person got me out of my bed, pushed me into the shower, cleaned up my house, made me food, and then made me take walks with her in the park and told me how beautiful nature was to remind me of who I was.
Oh,
and as soon as I started getting happy, as soon as my son, who came with me for this, who was also responsible for me aligning my spine, as soon as my son started loving this person and we began to build this family dynamic that was strong and incredible and was about us, and that literally this person would not allow me to slip. Like one time it was like a big snow outside, and so I knew I had to go to work. And so I literally like was like, well, fucking, I'm just going to take a bus. I'm not digging out no car. And they reminded me without yelling at me that I was the man in the situation and that I needed to go get that car, warm it up, and bring it to it because you take care of your family first. At first I was mad, and then I realized how much love it took for me to understand that statement. This person who had everything in the world for me and loved me and had 4 a.m. conversations and make love sessions and everything else that was happening said to me, you know, when she started calling me and love bombing me and gaslighting me and doing all these different things to make me believe that she was going to be okay and she was going to do right this time and that we should be a family. And it's not right. It's not right that we're not a family. It's not right that your kids can't grow up under the same roof as both their parents. It's not right. It's not any of those stuff. And I love you and I make mistakes and I've always made mistakes and I'm trying to make up for my mistakes. And she said, the universe will serve you if you're trying to do the right thing. And I always wondered why she never fought for me. And the reason why she didn't fight, because she knew I was already gone. So that's the reason why I turned. And it was the worst thing I ever did in my entire life. But I understand that God had a greater purpose of it. It taught me the reason. And that's how my youngest son got here, because without all of this stuff happening, my blessing in that boy and who he was, the most beautiful thing I had seen, looked just like my other two when he came out. Looked just like him. They all share the same energy. They all have the same eyes. They all have the same smile. And they're all reflections of me. None of that would have happened unless I went through that first. So God gives you trouble to create blessings in Anne.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. He gives us those power moments to get over. So you can see the brighter side. Man, that was beautiful. Man, thank you for that. Wow.
You're welcome.
Wow. Got away, boy.
Now, where's the
beef?
Where's the beef?
Oh, my gosh.
Where's the beef?
So this is what I decided to do, because it is your birthday, but we ain't supposed to be reading love poems, but I do believe I have one of your favorite poems here, if you want me to read it for your birthday, or I can read. Huh?
Hello. I want my favorite.
Huh?
Thank you.
Okay. I will read this poem. I will read this poem for your birthday, because I knew this is your favorite. And you're like, oh, come on, poet, push my pen, poet.
Absolutely.
All right, so you ready?
The mic is
yours. Where y'all read it? All right. Like summer, you smell like August, and bring heat when you stride, I feel flush. As the quiet hushes my mind and my imagination binds my attention to your frame, I imagine your kiss, you coming close where your lips brush mine, your sweet breath fragrant. I was clearing out my phone and found so many photos, moments of your smile, pure, simple, joy. I love being in the thought that crosses your mind, the memory that stimulates your context, that sends electrical impulses to your cheeks, that pushes that grin from ear to ear, the pleasure, the pleasing, lips waving, opening to the thoughts, birthing us each time you smile. You gifted me you, your breath, connection, electricity jumping through receptors, images conveyed through lenses. No one taught me how to see love. It is not rose-colored. It is not tinted sweet. It is bright, steady, light in a long hallway, keys opening doors to the warmth of home. It is like how I see you in complete darkness, aura aglow, chakras pulsing, and your smile. I still stomach my butterflies, forehead my wetness, nervous my feels, your smile has me in. I ask the how and hug the why, your eyes are always the answer. Taken I am, the journey I'm on, travel my heart, sings my soul. You, it's you, it's you. The answer is always you. Poem.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Oh. Wow.
I'm about 5 times already.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you, Javi.
So beautiful.
You're welcome.
Wow.
I feel so special.
And now it's time for the Huckabuck. Let's go, Huckabuck.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go, Huckabuck.
Oh, my.
We got to go, Huckabuck.
I miss the Huckabuck in the love land.
We got to go make that happen. Oh, shout out to Joe, the Verbal Mind Dance. I ain't heard that man in a minute. I thought he was ducking me, man. Joe, don't you be ducking me, sir. Don't be ducking me, sir. You come on my shows like you used to. You be a good poet and come on back and read some poetry. Come on, Joe.
Lord.
We can't have you out here not reading poetry on the show, Joe. Come on, Joe. I need that verbal mind dancing on my show, Joe. Don't be ducking me, sir. Don't be ducking me. We got to sow these poetical fields with the seeds of our imagination,
Lord,
sir. Come on, sir.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Thank you, Javi.
Shout out to Venom. Thank you. Shout out to Venom. I see you doing them nasty poems, sir. I see you doing them. You ain't slick. Keep doing them joints. Keep doing them. I like them. I was like, I said, Venom out here being filthy. I like
him. He's in cute.
I see. I keep doing them poems, sir. They nasty and I like them. They nasty. Venom is nasty. I like it. We gonna come on your show and just be nasty. I'm gonna bring the honey drippers over there. Just to show. Have people sitting there talking about, oh man, this is just. There's a bunch of honey over here, and it's filthy. It's brilliantly filthy over here. It's really
filthy. Oh, my God.
Honey everywhere. It's just drip, drip, drip.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, talking about gang.
Oh, my God.
Gang.
Thank
Lord,
you.
Lord, okay. Have mercy.
All right.
So.
Well, I have been properly serenaded and recited to. I'm smiling. I am really smiling and sipping.
So
all right. So we're going to put you in the love lounge. Thank you so much again. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right. He is a hot mess, but I love him. He's
yes, he is. Yes.
Wonderful
he can't help
as he
but
can
love
be. He can't help it, yep. All right. Next on the mic, area code 615. Who do we have on the mic? Welcome.
Made it through overtime. This is C-34 Music. Hi, La
yes,
Pearl and Negra.
Hey,
I'm the
CIP.
How are the both of you doing tonight?
Awesome,
oh,
awesome. Yes, how are
excellent.
You?
Excellent. I'm doing well. But I have something for Miss VIP. And in the words of Gina Storm, I hope she will indulge me.
Okay.
So you're having a birthday, and it means so much to me. There's nothing more precious coming from the Epiphany family. Forever a lady. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's so
awesome.
Oh,
oh
my goodness. It's been
that
a while.
You did a nice job. I like that. That was beautiful.
Oh, it ain't my birthday, but y'all making me feel special.
Wow, you got serenaded twice tonight. No, three times. You got serenaded three times, girl. Sheesh.
All right. I'm
all this birthday love. Wow.
Y'all making an old lady, but a seasoned lady feel good.
Man. Oh, that's
I'm not old. I'm
look, you just better. That's all. Better.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
We marinate throughout the year. Until our day comes about, our anniversary, and then we just, when they pop the top on us, we just get better and better every time.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, what you got for us tonight? Because I know you got something to say about going back. But have you ever gone back?
Yeah, I have, and it's because they wanted me back.
Okay.
That's the thing. That's the difference. And it was like, some people said it's not because of the sex. I'm sorry. I have to include the sex in it.
That's
basically what it is. Basically where it is, especially when one woman can rock your world but cannot be a part of your universe.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I got something for you.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Back Together Again. But why? Here we are, the two of us together. I'm sorry. But didn't we do this before? Stuck in this baggage claim, except no one picked us up. We're so lost in our emotions, like we're on a 3-hour tour, this chartered desert island. But we rather build stages and houses. We play doctor as we profess our love, as time's wasting, sinking through the hourglass. What we have in common is casual, consensual sex and nothing else. Due to our hypocritical following scripts, where we act out scenes of passion, temporary screams of organic, orgasmic satisfaction, But after those aftershocks in the afternoon, life happens. We're trapped in this closed caption capacity of fantasy where we reactivated our tragedy, revealing what was our fallacies. We never had peace past vagina monologues onto chapped lips, the wobble of your ass cheeks disguised, our relationships fatalities. The closer I get to you, I catch flack in the pathways. If I had a way, I'd ask you, babe, what is love? Baby, don't hurt me no more. Not even on this Christmas. Someday we'll all be free. But I don't even know if you've been listening. Softly, you're killing me as I sing this song for you. We've had a wrong point of view, and yet that's the time. I feel like making love to you. Not examining this self-inflicted pain I've made residence in, paying rent to slumlords like I'm a dumb whore. My low self-esteem attaches me to someone who's just bad for me. Still I have compassion for, and vice versa, where we almost said, I do, for better or worse stuff. Your body's my magnet, and I get my opposite attracts you, but straight up, you see me as a cold-hearted snake and a callous dude. I can't deny that's factual, and I'm tired of your corrective challenges to become this imaginary Superman for you. Damn your cruel hell, all the vil. Lich people is terrified. The truth is verified by how they saw you tear up my heart. Why are we here? And what from me do you want? We're back together now. How do we become unstuck in peace?
I caught the Gilligan's Island thing at the beginning. That you did the part from Days of Our Lives. I'm catching on. I'm catching them more and more.
Yeah, that's reverse flash. I'm with.
So you caught the Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway, didn't you?
I caught all of it, but I could only write down certain ones because you was just going one after another. That's what's up. Definitely.
I love that. Very nice.
And y'all wonder why we call him the Wordsmith? This is why. Okay.
I love the topic because it just made me go back to what I used to go through. Because, yeah, I had low self-esteem. I told you, I look like everybody hates Chris. But later on, I guess I got to that Suge Knight mode. I don't know. Shoot.
Right. From Chris to Suge Knight. Okay.
Oh, my God. I thank you so much for the serenade. I loved it. I truly, truly loved it. I mean,
well,
I
let me ask you a question.
Yes,
let me ask you a question. Are you a Sixers fan?
I'm not a basketball fan.
Okay,
so,
good, because I would have had something for you on that.
Okay.
But I'll save that.
Okay. Cool. Thank you so much. Oh, we're gonna put him in the love lounge. We're getting near the end, and we don't want the Lock Talk lady cutting up.
Okay.
All right, baby. One love.
Happy birthday.
Love one mic.
One love, one mic to both of you.
Thank you.
Oof. Ooh, next on the mic. Wow. It's Venom. Welcome to the Love Zone. You got a
Hello.
How you doing? Hey,
how you doing? I'm good. I can't complain. I was just digging the show and see Double 34 man. I just a little shy piece. Even if he says something about the East in basketball, you know the Lakers, my squad. We're going to run it back, so you ain't got to work. That's all my basketball talk right now. That's all, you know. And mad props to Mojave. Mad props to Mojave, you know. He a fool, but mad props to that dude, you know. And y'all CEO, Mr. Baby, you know. Got to show love to that dude, too.
Absolutely.
Hold on. I'm going to say this. Excuse me, La Perla Negra.
Mm-hmm.
I would be remiss if I did not say salute to the queen on her special day, on her born day. So, Ms. VIP, happy born day to you, lady, and many more to come.
Thank you.
That's so what's up. Wow.
I felt really tonight when I spoke to, I'm going to go to sleep with a smile on my face.
I know that's right.
As you should.
Mm-hmm. So what you got for us? What's your opinion on tonight's topic?
All right. So I'm of the different type of form when it comes to that question because, I've been in that situation. And, you know, it comes to a point in time where, you know, someone breaks you and it's like, even when they break your heart to the tiny micro fractures of it, you know, it's something about that person that draws you to them and puts those same little pieces back together and forms all over again. It's like a molecule, you know, and it just pulls it back in, right? No matter what they say, no matter what they do, they're there, you know? And, I mean, and, yeah, sex is a big part of it because if they, a person that you share maybe some first moments with or first this or first that, you know, and this is not even, we're not talking when you first having sex. We're talking a real meaningful person in your life. You know, type of person like that. So, I mean, it's really, you know, I mean, it's hard sometimes to break that off. And once you do break it off, you kind of, not that you want to compare, but it's almost like a measuring stick. You either measuring to say, hey, I don't want to be like, I don't want this person to be nothing like this, or hey, this person doesn't come close to this, so you don't meet my standards, you know. So it's like, wow, you know, they put you in a hard situation, and I've been in there, you know, and, you know, sometimes it's good, and sometimes it can be really painful and bad, you know. But it's all a part of how you take it in stride and how you are with that person. Sometimes distance does make the heart grow fonder, you know, but then sometimes when you still close to that person, it's like they're a phone call away, and you could be, you know, you're struggling. It's like it could be worse than a drug, you know, on the real. It could be worse than a drug. So that's how it is.
Wow. How it is. So I'm ready to hear your picture. I am ready.
Yeah.
What you got for us?
What I was going to do. You know, since Mojave coming out, I decided to change it a little bit. I was listening to the topic. I figured I'll just put something on topic. I didn't want to be the eyeball here. So I'm going to do something along the topic of what the discussion is about. All right?
The mic is yours.
Okay. Thank you. Girl, I don't want to believe that it's really over. As I'm writing you, I might say that I'm smiling, but inside I'm really dying. As you know, I'm too proud to let it show, but I'm letting you know that I'm trying. Can't you see? But you won't see me crying. You see, it's hard to let it go, remembering when it was just you and I. You know, all my time away wasn't good for us, and tension was built up. It made us even fuss and cuss. You know, I'm not even realizing that we could have had it all, but instead, we watched the love just crumble and fall, pushing me to the side kind of quick. But you know, we had something really special because our sex was thick. Take a stroll with me.
so I can help you see just how close we came to be. Do you remember from the couch to the bed to the floor? Are you up against the bathroom door? You see, I know you remember that. I know you remember the bleachers near home plate and how about wetting the knob and how you would rotate. I mean, like, damn. Remember the bra strap sex style? Was kind of simple, not too complex. Remember the beach, legs closed until I cracked that peach. Juices flowing, didn't care who was seeing or knowing, you know. You had those hooker-type eyes that just took me there, had me pause and just stare. Somehow we lost our way. You see, my lover and my friend is gone away, and now I'm left with these words to say. I can't find my way back to you, even if I search the world through and through. You see, my life hasn't been the same since I heard you last call my name. As I sit here and still I think of the love that we shared and how it would always and forever was supposed to be between you and me. You see, my life seems to be good still, but not as good as it could have been. You see, I'm dealing with my falsetto. You see, I lost my way when I lost you. I lost my winning ticket. The lottery just didn't go right for me. Every time I raise my glass, I try to think or drink away my past. To the naked eye, it appears to be what I want people to see, but they don't know me. They don't know the real me. I've never thought I'd be the one missing, the licking, the tasting, the playing, the sucking, the fucking, the late night phone sex, and any type of pics that you wanted to send direct. You see, I miss those laying next to you and having that empty pillow talk, you know, that type that we have. But instead, through it all, the emptiness got me feeling kind of crazy, like this is hard to keep pretending that this don't hurt. But when I call you and tease you to be here, maybe a little flirt, I know it's hard for me to want to come over and see you and to hold you and to caress you, to even feel you like I used to. But the reality is we're through. And I know you want to change, girl, but you can't just change over time. I know time is running out, but I got to cut it out kind of quick. Wish we could. Wish we would play just one last time because the sex was fixed. Remember when we used to take that ride up the coast and talk about the food and the cooks and how they look? Thing is that we used to say makes us happy is the same thing that we say that makes us sad. Each and every day, if I could snap my fingers like a genie, our future would not be our reality. It would be like Luther and the house don't feel like a home when I'm alone. When you see me, think back and take the time to remember our memories. It's all we have since you went away. Instinct.
Mm.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Direct. That's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
Ooh. Lord have mercy. I got to roll you out of here because you're making me think about stuff.
Hey, well, make it happen. Right? Enjoy. It's your night. You can think about whatever you want tonight.
Absolutely.
Make it, like, you know how it is. Tonight's the night.
Yes,
like Daddy Wright, and you feel it.
One love, one mic. Thank you, darling.
All right. Much love, y'all. Take care.
One love, one mic.
Ooh, all right. Diva, we have our ending.
Yes.
Let's bring on this last of the night. Welcome to the Love Zone. You are with VIP and La Perla Negra. Who we have on the mic?
What's going on, Peace and Poetry family? It's Dean. Happy birthday to you, VIP.
Oh,
thank you.
Hey, Dean.
Nice
to have you back again.
Yeah. I'm saying I was here the other night, but the thing got something, and I called back in, and the blog talk lady said, "Nika, you're too late." I like, "What?" Yeah. And I was locked out. She locked me. She's hating, you know.
Yeah,
back
she can
here,
be
you
mean
know.
Like that.
You know, I say, why she sound so white? See. I mean, hey, she sounded like she's friends with the girl who shot our boy and whatnot. You know, that tried to quit so she can get away with it. You know, I was upset too. I'm upset too.
Yeah. Well, Dean, listen, we only got 4 minutes left, baby love, before we all cut off. So,
I do this real fast. I'm like a lot of people, like, you know, I go back because it's familiar, you know. You don't know what everybody got out there and whatnot, and even though we don't get along, we good between them sheets. You know what I mean? And I know she ain't got whatever. So, you know, I'm saying the devil you know is always better than the devil you don't know. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So that's why I go back.
All right, then.
I'm saying, let me get this piece real fast. I'll do it real fast. Right. Again, a little sexy or something. If I was the sun, I would shine and peek under darkness dress just to tell her how fine her ass was. The record skips. I call this piece Taken. 3 o'clock in the morning, sweat rolling down her brow as I begin my prowl. Predator, freaking all night with my right finger, creeping all night with my left finger like a rushing mighty wind. Oh, they say he's just a friend. She came again. My love making shape shifted into some of the ghost train hay strand, man. My tongue kept making her high. My lick kept making her high. My pussy stick. My two fingertips kept making her high. The tickle of my tongue made her pussy hum. I swore that shit whispered a yum yum. Ass raising off bed, hands squeezing real tight around my head. Ain't gonna make sure that pussy fed. See, a thief is who I be, pussy shoplifter. I kept taking shit like her squeezing the shit out of my ears with her thighs, pussy rain in my eyes. She didn't tell me she was a squirter, fucking up my 500 thread sheets while that out of control pussy of hers kept going skeet, skeet. I'm like that rapper Missy, how? You ain't tell me you was a squirter. See, I was a thief. I was there to take shit, like my time, like her nails digging in my back, her loud ass moans in my ear, her pussy whispers, nigga, come here. Her ass became two new moons, and I, her Zulu priest, tossed her, turned her, teased her until she became a fiend for Dean. Some of y'all know the fuck I mean. Her mind no longer her own, but my mind. Her pussy no longer her own pussy, but my pussy. She was losing both her mind and her breath at the same damn time. Fuck being on this phone, reciting a sex poem, when what you really want to see is my thick ass, pretty ass, freaky ass bone. Motherfucker poem. What's that sound? Did your pussy just moan? See, I was a pussy shoplifter, not in no store. I was someplace, some city, somewhere, dumping quarantine dick in her like before. Flicking clits with the licks, teasing pussy with quarantine mushroom tips. Shit. The only thing she had left was a question. Can she stop coming? The record skips. Oh, shit. The record skips. Oh, shit. Oh, see, I was there to take shit. No need to fake shit. She was about to make a movie about to turn this freak into Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. Ain't no place like this poem. Ain't no place like this poem. Peace. And poem.
And our show has ended. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're hearing the sound of my voice, hopefully that this has been a great night. Thank you so much for everybody that came out. Diva, are you still with me?
Oh, it's not. Hey, no.
I'm here. I was muted. I'm sorry.
That's what they call it.
The block called me kind of cut things off, and it said that processing. So, but thank you so much, and everybody, thank you so much. This was a great night. I've had the best birthday that I can remember in a long time. So, everybody, just thank you for coming out tonight.
Be good to yourselves. Yeah. Wear your mask still. Not over. Diva?
Thank you, everyone, for coming out. I enjoyed this program. It was really, really good tonight. You all brought some fire. And just y'all be safe. Continue to love yourself. Get that good relationship going with yourself inside. And continue to love on one another. And with that, I'm going to say peace.
Peace.